News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Brazos County Health Department has announced the first case of travel-associated Zika virus. The infected person recently returned from traveling to an area with ongoing Zika transmission by mosquitoes. Health departments had no evidence of Zika-infected mosquitoes in the local area. Here's more about Zika from Julie Anderson, the Brazos County Health Department.
It looks like from the investigation that it was contracted from traveling to a country that is known to have Zika.
And we have visited in the past about other mosquito-borne illnesses. I think West Nile would have been the last one. Is this just a different disease that we're talking about in the same sort of circumstances where a mosquito bite gets this thing started?
Yes, there's things like zoonotic diseases that mosquitoes spread. And Zika is just, as you are correct, kind of new on the radar. But there's chikungunya, dengue, you've got St. Louis encephalitis, West Nile virus, and now Zika. Part of the reason we're seeing the fall off of West Nile virus is as time has gone on, we're starting all of us to become immune to it. So as people are becoming more and more immune, we're seeing less disease.
In fact, there was a stretch of a couple or 3 years where the health department had regular reports on the number of Brazos County residents that had West Nile. Is there still a count going on, but the number is so small that it's becoming inconsequential?
Yes, that is correct. How the system works is when someone goes to the doctor and they test positive for certain illnesses that are on the Texas notifiable conditions, they are required by law to report them to the health department. That's how we knew of this most recent case, and that's how we keep up with West Nile, St. Louis, chikungunya, dengue, and a whole host of other communicable diseases.
So where are we at on the number of West Nile cases, if any?
Just one, and it was West Nile fever, not the West Nile that's associated with neurologic complications.
Well, let's go back to Zika, because that is what the focus has been for the last year or more nationally and internationally. This was reported to the health department through a third-party source then?
That is correct. As labs are required to do, this laboratory reported, one, to the physician of the patient and reported to the health department.
Let's get down to some of the nuts and bolts about symptoms of Zika. What should we be looking out for?
Okay, it's just like the flu. It's kind of what you think. It's going to be muscle aches, joint aches, fever, rash, and the unique thing is conjunctivitis, which is sort of a red eye or bloodshot eye that's associated and kind of unique to this viral illness. And this is a viral illness. Most of us will not even notice signs and symptoms. Those who do have signs and symptoms, they'll have the symptoms I just described. The big push and the scare of this is women who are actively or trying to become pregnant and their partners that are with them, that we don't spread it, because this is a virus that can be spread through even respiratory, possibly. I know this being looked at, sexually spread and through blood.
Continuing my visit with Julie Anderson, the Brazos County Health Department, on the day that the health department announcing the first case of travel-associated Zika virus involving a patient from Brazos County. I need to go to TexasZika.org to get the latest statewide number, but as a part of the overall general population, this is still not numerically a large number at this point, but still it's worth keeping on top of.
I think the takeaway message for listeners is this is kind of a wake up to when you go home tonight and you park the car, you think, you know what, I'm going to walk around my property and I'm going to look these types of mosquitoes like containers. They want to breed in containers like old tires, pots that have been left out on the porch, overflow of irrigation systems that are like harboring water. That's the type of water this mosquito likes. So just kind of take a survey of your house and around your house, around your work, and make sure that that type of thing has been drained. And if you can't drain it, than to use something like the mosquito dunks or some other way of getting rid of mosquito larvae.
Some of us have received rain the last few days, but others have not. And if the outdoor conditions remain dry? Is there anything else from a preventative standpoint, or do we wait until the next opportunity that there may be standing water?
We want to keep surveillance and vigilance high. We want to be, you know, putting on the DEET. And if you notice that you're in an area with a lot of mosquitoes for all kinds of reasons, not just Zika, you want to take cover, go inside, try to spray, light candles like the citronella candles that kind of help keep mosquitoes at bay, wear DEET. Sometimes it's hard when it's hot outside to wear long pants, but if you're someone that's prone to having mosquitoes bite them, then you might want to take those extra measures.
Just dawned on me, summer's not over with yet, and this applies to going to the beach or going to the woods as well.
Correct. These are the type of mosquitoes that spread Zika, are the type of mosquitoes that feed all day long. So with West Nile, we really push the dusk and dawn. People do not need to forget about that. We still need to be vigilant, but now we just can't be dusk and dawn. We've got to worry about it 24/7.
And earlier you listed the symptoms. Even if somebody doesn't have the red eye or conjunctivitis, still worth going to see your medical professional?
I'm going to say yes, because in the heat of the summer, anytime you're starting to have joint aches, pains, a rash, and a fever, you need a medical professional to help you figure out why. Because in the middle of summer, most of the time, that's going to be indicative of a viral illness, even if it's not Zika.
Anything else that I missed that we need to share with listeners, be it prevention from Zika, prevention from anything else that seems to strike during the summer?
I think if you would direct your listeners to go to our website, www.brazishealth.org, we'll put the most recent information on the website, and then any updates, and then we've been trying to be very forthcoming as we know information to pass it along.
Thanks again to Julie Anderson, the Brazos County Health Department, talking more about Zika, this in light of the first infected person in Brazos County, but was infected from traveling to an area with ongoing Zika transmission by mosquitoes. After the interview, I did go online to TexasZika.org, which is a state website, 80 cases of Zika virus around the state of Texas. Also, as Julie Anderson pointed out, you can learn more information on their website, brazishealth.org. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.